Welcome to the Speak Life Radio Broadcast, brought to you by the congregation at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church, located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie in Barbados, where the senior pastor is Elder Rico Griffith. We invite you to join us for the next few moments as we share with you from the Word of God.
A blessed good morning, Barbados. I greet you in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I bring greetings to you from the congregation at the Bennett's Temple United Holy Church, located in the community of Pie Corner, St. Lucie, in our beautiful island, Barbados. I am Pastor Rico Griffith, the senior pastor at the Bennett's Temple Church, soon to be New Life Community United Holy Church. This morning, we count it a great privilege for us to be launching our Speak Life radio broadcast with you. And we certainly look forward to sharing the great news of Jesus with you every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. For the next few moments, permit me to share with you a thought on our theme, It's Time to Reset. Taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, it tells us, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity and great privilege. We pray that your word, which is life, would encourage and bring life to some heart and soul today, and that those under the hearing of our voice will be encouraged or even be drawn to accept you as Lord of their lives in this year 2024, as we declare life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's an old saying that desperate times call for desperate measures. And as our Lord liveth, God is actively involved in the lives of his people. The things he has promised in the past have come to pass. And when we think about us as human beings who make New Year's resolutions or any type of resolution, they rarely come to pass. And if they do, they don't last long, or they are flawed in some way. But this is not so with our God. God is perfect, and he makes all things beautiful in his time. He knows the end from the beginning, and he sees all things and knows exactly what is best for us. God alone is always faithful. What he says always comes to pass. And furthermore, it's always the best. Almighty God promised us a Savior, and he kept his promise. He gave us the very best in his Son, Jesus Christ. And his Son, Jesus, our Lord, came to make all things new. Through his birth, his death, burial, and resurrection, Christ ushered us into the new age of a new creation so that he could make all things new in you and I today. In Christ, the Bible tells us that all things are passed away and all things become new. And this morning we praise God for new beginnings. A new year is upon us, and God is preparing to do a new thing in the earth. God is a God of new beginnings. His word assures us that his mercies are new every morning. And the good news is he wants you and I to get in on this good and new every morning mercies that he gives and bestows upon us. He wants us to reset. The best New Year's resolution you can make is to resolve to stop trying to change by our own fleshly efforts, but instead, let us resolve today to let the Lord Jesus Christ make the needed changes in our life. Remember, it's time for a reset. Therefore, let us reset our faith in dependency upon the Lord Jesus and continually trust him with all that we have and with all that we are. When I think about the word reset, what comes to mind is that when you reset something, you start it over. You adjust it. A reset clears any pending errors or events and brings a system to the normal condition or its initial state that it was manufactured in. The word re means to go back to original. So to reset is to go back to the original and set it again. Humanity as far back as Adam and Eve have fallen short of the glory of God. That is, we have fallen short of his holy and righteous standard for life. But rather than keeping us in this condition, God, through Jesus' death and resurrection, has hit the reset button so that we don't have to perish in our sin, but that we can be forgiven, we can be cleaned, we can be washed and cleansed, and be restored back to our original state, the state that he would want us to be in. Today, I think it's safe to say that things have not been all great. And what we see and what we hear all around us is that it is only getting worse. Life, as some say, can bite. And the world has a hold of us and is conforming us to its way of thinking and is getting deeply ingrained in our souls. And because of this, we need to hit the reset button in our lives that will reset us back to God's original design. That is, to our original state, and then into a whole new plan, purpose, and future. We need to reset ourselves to get where God wants us to be, and not where we want to be, or where the world wants us to be. We need to reset our minds to start speaking the language of the kingdom of God and not the kingdom of darkness. For those of us who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, let us recall what it was like in the beginning, where we would spend time with Jesus and being generally overjoyed with this new life. This is the reset that God is calling us to have. It's where we get back to that childlike faith, because this is what will make the difference in the world today. In his letter to the Ephesians, the Apostle Paul tells us that Jesus had now made those who were dead in trespasses and sin alive in him. And he has raised us up, reset our lives. But we, like the church in Ephesus, appears to have forgotten God's great love for us and have put behind us this love relationship for Jesus, for the cares of this world and the gains of this world, for the acceptance in this world. It's the one thing that Jesus said he had against the church. He said, "I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come quickly and remove your lampstand." We see this in Revelation chapter 2. In other words, reset. We need to hit the reset button, which is more about living as a new creation in Christ and less about trying to muddle through life on our own. No one needs to remain in the same old place, entangled in the same old sins and the same old mentalities and old stiff ways and attitudes. Those things have passed away, and if they haven't, they need to, so that we can choose to start over. We have to choose to start over. And so if you are sensing from the Holy Spirit today that you need a real and lasting change in heart and mind, I encourage you to spend some unhurried time in that quiet place where you can fellowship and commune with God. Let's keep this mind that each day when we rise, God's mercies are renewed towards us. Let's keep that in mind. This is not just to those who need to reset their lives to Christ, but also those who need a reset in their relationship with Christ. In other words, getting back to that first love relationship. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me." And so as we have now embarked on a new year through the mercies and the grace of God, as we are in the month of January in a new year 2024, it is the call right now for us to hit that small little button, reset, and allow the Holy Spirit to bring us back to the original condition that God has really created us for, that relationship with him. The Apostle Paul, he said, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Often, it is the second part of that verse that we contemplate on, our ending. To die is gain, meaning to go to heaven. But in the meantime, we are here on earth. Therefore, we need to live for Christ while we are here on earth. This means that Jesus is to be our example by which we live. And for this to take place, we are to pursue our knowledge of him, which comes from his word. And it also means that Jesus needs to be our focus, our goal, and ultimate desire. That is why this morning we are calling you to a place of reset, intentionally reset. It is hardly ever a case where when we have to reset a device that we do it by accident. That button is so small that we have to be intentional about finding the right instrument that can fit that small little button to reset. And that's like the small little voice that we hear in our head, calling us to Christ, calling us to repent, calling us to allow Holy Spirit to change the course of our lives that we can ignore so easily because it is so small. But as we embark on this new year, we want to invite you to this new life in Christ by asking you to allow Holy Spirit to press that reset button in you. And as you reset, we want to encourage you to surround yourselves with persons, Christian friends, people who will inspire you on this new road after you have reset, after you have cleaned up all the files, all the memory, as it were, in the natural, after you have cleaned that up, after Holy Spirit has cleaned that up in you in the spiritual. We want you to surround yourselves with Christian friends and people who would inspire you and carry you along this journey today in 2024 of allowing the Holy Spirit to change the course of your life. And so this morning, we want to thank you for allowing us this time with you as we speak life. There is life in Christ Jesus. And as I close, I want to close with the text, Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being formed in the fashion of man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name above every name, that at that name every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth. That every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God bless you this morning.
Thank you for allowing us into your space today. It is our prayer that your life has been touched and impacted in a positive way as you took the time to be engaged with us this morning. To learn more about our ministry, you may visit us at www.btaplaceforyou.com, or you can visit our social media pages on Instagram, BT A Place For You, or on Facebook at Bennett's Temple United Holy Church. If you do not have a church family to call your own, you can feel free to worship with us any Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. We are located in Pie Corner, St. Lucie, at the corner of Little Bay and Cove Bay. We look forward to welcoming you.